So I'd like to bring up our next speaker, which I believe is Yi Xu, and he's going to be talking to us on some transcriptomic profiling of creeping bent grass and some of the regulation that goes on in creeping bent grass. So welcome, Yi Xu.
Thank you, Rosalind. Hi everyone, my name is Yi Xu, and I'm a postdoc in Dr. Bingru Huang's lab at Rutgers University. So Alvaro just gave us a perfect example of how to see the differences of physiological part and correlate with drought stress. So what I'm talking about is taking a step further and deeper, and what we use is to do the transcriptomic profiling of creeping bent grass, which is a co-season turf grass species. I know most of you guys are doing crops, so forgive me. We have a transgenic line overexpressing a cytokinin synthesis gene, and it shows improved drought tolerance. So we use transcriptomic profiling trying to reveal the transcriptional factors and associate the genes for the cytokinin regulation under drought stress tolerance. So here is a little bit background. Drought is a major factor limiting growth of not only crops, but also the cool season grass species, because we need regular irrigation practices for turf grass management. If we have drought, the turf quality would decline rapidly under that conditions. So researchers are trying to use plant hormones, such as cytokinins, to increase the drought tolerance. Usually, the plant cytokinin content would decrease under the drought drought conditions. So, when we express the cytokinin synthesizing genes, trying to increase the endogenous cytokinin content, such as the isopentanyl transferase, which is a cytokinin synthesis gene, it was found that the transgenic plants would improve the drought tolerance in various plant tissues. Plant species such as rice, cassava, sugar beet, and also including the creeping bent grass, which is our turf grass species. So we have several studies performed during the past few years. So here's an example trying to look at the turf quality. So this figure is talking about the turf quality. So we have a less decreased turf quality as the soil water content goes down in the transgenic plants, and also we have less decreased photochemical efficiency FVFM compared with wild type, and also we have less decreased relative leaf water content under drought stress. And electrolyte leakage is an indicator of membrane stability. So the higher the EO value, the less stable the membrane stability is. So we have a significantly lower EO value under drought stress in the IPT transgenic plants, which means a better drought tolerance. And also, we did a proteome research. This is a representative gel image of the 2D gel showing the IPT transgenic leaf plants under drought stress. So we found a bunch of differentially expressed proteins that could be categorized into several groups, like photosynthesis, energy production, oxidative responses. So all these proteins could show differentially expressed under drought stress compared with control conditions. And also, we've done amino acid, carbohydrate, organic alcohols, organic acid research, which shows a significant increase under drought stress with these contents, showing that the improvement of these compounds in the IPT transgenic plants under drought stress. So what is lacking here is trying to understand these things in the transcriptional level. So we use next generation sequencing to study the molecular mechanisms for improved drought tolerance. So the major molecular factors, which means transcriptional factors, that could regulate by cytokining and also account for the drought stress improvement is still not well understood. So the NGS, we use RNA-seq here, is a very powerful tool to study the global gene expression differentiations for both the wild type, between wild type transgenic plants, and also between control and stress conditions. So the objective of this research is to determine the transcriptional factors and the related target genes regulated by cytokining in the transgenic line, which may contribute to improve drought tolerance in creeping bent grass using the RNA-seq. So here is the experimental design. We have a wild-type cultivar pancross, which is a drought-sensitive line, and we have IPT transgenic plant S41. They were grown in passive bins filled with free clay, and the plants were established in greenhouse and then transferred to growth chambers to have a uniform growth conditions for both well water control and drought treatment. And after 20 days of drought treatment, leaf samples were collected from three biological replicates. And then it goes to RNA-seq analysis. First, we extract the total RNA from the leaf samples, and we prepare libraries for these leaf samples. So we have 12 libraries in total. And we perform Illumina MiSeq using pale-end mode, so for each sequence we have forward reading and reverse reading to improve the accuracy. And also, after that, we got the raw reads, and we map the reads with the Rice annotation database. And also, we count the reads and do the expression differentiations using bioinformatics software. And also, we have annotated the transcript factors using the MapMan under the RAPDB background. And at last, we annotate the functional network analysis using string and predicted Rice interaction network. We use Rice background for these databases as well. So here is a brief statistics for the RNA-seq result. We have over 25 million reads for each of the sample type, such as wild-type control, and we have around 60% of the mapping rate, which is fairly good for the RNA-seq, and within them, we have about 67 to 69 paired reads in the mapping reads, which is also good. And here is a figure of showing the transcriptional differentiation in the transgenic line compared with wild-type under drought stress. So I obtained this figure using three steps. First, we calculate the fold change of the drought stress compared with well water control for both wild type and the transgenic line. And second, I took the log two of the fold change, and then we compare the differences between the log two ratios using the p-value of 0.05. So what I'm interested is here, the transcription factors and protein modification genes, protein degradation genes, and the receptor kinases. So for the other part of this research, we're going to use it for another study. So these things is what's going on for the next few slides. So in here, we can count the numbers. So transcription factors, we have 65 upregulated TFs, 62 downregulated transcription factors. For receptor kinase, we found 23 upregulated, 18 downregulated. Protein modification, 33 upregulated, and 18 downregulated. Protein degradation, 24 up, and 29 downregulated. And we also found several stress-related genes that are upregulated and downregulated as well. So when we plug these information into interaction network databases, we can find, well, this is a busy map. I'm not talking about every details of it. But we found here is the square. The square means transcription factor. The circle means gene. And the red color means the upregulation of transcription factor or gene. The green color means downregulation. So each edge means we have experimental support in the database that could link the transcript factors with transcription factors or TFs with genes. So here we have several transcription factors coming up together that could link with a number of other transcription factors or other genes. We also found individual transcription factors that could interact with other genes as well. So here is a proposed model for the improved drought tolerance in our transgenic creeping bent grass, just summarized with the previous slide. So we have endogenous cytokine increase here that would go into two directions. So the upper part is the upregulation of transcription factors BHLH148, WRKE2853, and 71, and also MIP4 and MIP4-like transcript factors. These three could serve as central hubs regulating the next cascade of JAZ9 and 13, which is responsible for the JA jasmonic acid regulated response, and MAP kinase, kinase, kinase 15, 17, and 57, and also cytochrome P450, which are responsible for the protein modification and degradation. And it's also the CAF1 is upregulated, which lead to the upregulation of RNA degradation here. At the same time, we also find the BZIP transcription factor downregulated, which caused the VP1 downregulation, which further lead to the abscisic acid response. And also, the WRKE transcription factor cause the downregulation of peroxidases, and which leads to the downregulation of oxidative response. So here, the conclusions is the enhanced cytokinin synthesis by overexpressing IPT altered the transcriptional profiles in creeping bent grass. So is it simple? Yes, we have found transcription factors and their target genes, including other gene categories like protein modification, degradation, RNA degradation, and oxidative response. So combining these together, we can find a solid support for the improved drought tolerance in these categories. But is it complex? Also yes. The crosstalk between plant hormones such as cytokinin, abscisic acid, jasmonic acid, and also ethylene some way, could also contribute for the improvement drought tolerance in IPT transgenic creeping bent grass. So at last, I would like to thank the founding source for Rutgers Center for Turfgrass Science and our collaborators on RNA-seq, Nicole. And I'm trying to make this thing hunky-dory, but in case of any question, I'm happy to answer it right now. Thank you. Okay. Great.
Thank you.